it's great, I suppose, to win away from home, you know. We've a bit of a monkey off our back, you know, and that's a draw down in Castlebar at the end of last year's league, and a win here tonight, and look, we're just glad to get 2 points. It's always a big night, the first night out, and it's good to win.
Yeah, you said it was crucial, and obviously you relayed that to the players tonight, that it was so important to get off to a winning start if you're going to stay in this division.
Yeah, for sure. Listen, look, I think, you know, down to be fair to them, they're one of the newly promoted teams. They've had a change of management, they've had a lot of players away with colleges. I don't believe they're anywhere close to full strength there, so, you know, taking all them things into consideration, it was very important that we won tonight.
Did it surprise you that at times you were playing this game and on top with so much ease?
It probably did surprise me the way it ran out in the second half, but sometimes games go like that. We got the goals, and you know that gave us a massive cushion then, and you know it's very disheartening then when the team gets a couple of goals like that. Like, where do you go?
9 points at the board at the break. 6 of them came from Michael Murphy, 5 from Fries, and a sideline ball over on the far side, and we've seen Michael show his class once again, and I suppose his leadership as captain was very, very evident there tonight.
Listen, I thought he was brilliant. I thought his Fries, you know, he took a lot of them out of his hands here. You can take them off the ground, so I thought his sideline was actually exceptional, you know, so they were. And you know, to be honest, you know, I see him at training, he hasn't done a whole lot of work, you know, he's had a slight wee niggle in his groin, but it was great to see them going over the bar tonight.
3 goals in the second half. By the time the second one went in 7 minutes, the tie was really all over, and they were sucker blows for down, and it was a case of, you know, he was then just seeing out the rest of the game.
Yeah, more or less, you know, to be fair, you know, we got the 2 goals and that really finished it. You know, look, I think we were 10-11 points up, and you know, at that stage it's going to take a complete collapse, you know, really, you know, to allow down back into it. So it was great to give boys a bit of game time then. I was delighted, you know, as much as it's great to get Big Neil and Rory in the field, you know, great to get Stephen and Caelan onto the field for their debut, you know. We'd, you know, if we're relatively inexperienced team, when you count that, you know, Peter Boyle hasn't really played any league football, and Owen McHugh as well, and you know, I thought Leo came on and made a big difference when he came on as well.
Just on the younger fellas, they played very well tonight. They were involved in a lot of the action and in the majority of the scores as well.
Yeah, I'd be really, really pleased, as I say, with Michal and Kieran. We're making their full debuts. You know, I think they've brought a freshness to it. You know, we all know they're quality players, so we're just looking forward. We're very mindful it's day one now, and we'll just look forward to next Sunday.
Yeah, you look to building this now against Cork, but it's a nice place to be in, getting one number one and putting such a big score on the board.
Yeah, it's definitely nice to win, but we'll look forward now. We'll get back to training on Tuesday night, and we'll look forward to playing football at that and looking to get better.